Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Hepworth is here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's a partner in the Results Exchange. He's a revenue growth strategist. He's one of the guys who helps us understand how to grow our business in the right direction and with the right purpose and the right goals and the right strategy. And he's our good friend. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's a great day here, nice and sunny, and looking forward to working with you again.
Well, me too. And let's get right into it. I know one of the things you want to talk about today is why a single focus on new client acquisition can slow our growth. Now, that's a term that small business owners don't wake up saying to themselves, today I'm going to have a singular focus on new client acquisitions. They don't do that, but they don't say that, but a lot of times they wake up planning to do that, don't they?
Yeah, I think the big thing is that most of us think about, when we think of growing our business, we think we need new clients. And the problem with that is that paradoxically, if you only focus on getting new clients to grow your business, you're missing huge other opportunities, which are easy, which are free, and don't require any training or anything like that. Whereas the whole thing about acquiring new customers is it's expensive, it takes time, and to do some of the things really well, for example, advertising or direct mail, you require a lot of skill to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm not saying you shouldn't be focusing on new clients.
The operative word here is a singular focus.
Correct.
No, I agree with you. And are you talking about making sure that you maximize the relationships that you've already developed?
Yeah. The thing is that what most people don't do is they don't have a systematic approach to it. I mean, everybody gets referrals, for example. But not many people have a referral system. Everybody from time to time gets the opportunity to cross-sell and upsell. But no, not everybody has a system to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't work really well on the conversion rate. They get a lot of leads, but they're often happy with, let's say, a 10% conversion rate, where some very small change that doesn't cost anything, that doesn't require any huge effort, can actually move you from, say, 10% conversion rate to 15% conversion rate.
Now, talk to us about that conversion rate.
Okay, well, conversion rate's a very interesting thing, because very few people really look at conversion and say, well, I'm going to bring in 10 leads, and my conversion rate is 10%, but I want to move it up to 12%. So what we want to look at is, how do you convert more leads? So, for example, one of the things that I think people can do is offer a guarantee, risk reversal. If you can reverse the risk so that you take the risk and the client doesn't have to take the risk, then you're likely to get a higher conversion rate. There are about 13 or 14 strategies that you can use to increase conversion rate. But let's stay with this one for a moment.
Now, what we've got here, just to make sure we're with you, Michael, is if in a course of a month you get referrals from current customers or from somebody, let's say you get 10 of those in a month.
Yeah.
Then what you're saying is, when you talk about conversion rate, you're talking about how many of those conversions, how many of those referrals, I should say, do I actually convert into a customer?
Correct, yeah. Because
right.
what happens is that it costs no more to convert 50% than it does to convert 10%.
Exactly.
Okay, but
what we got to do is improve our skills.
Correct, or our marketing. Sometimes selling skills would be one of the ways you improve conversion, and sometimes there's a cost to associated with that. But let's just look at this whole thing of risk reversal. Most of us, at some stage, if a customer is unhappy, would be prepared to give our money back, give them their money back. But very few of us actually put it out there in their face and say, look, if you're unhappy with this, absolutely, well, I'll give you your money back. It's part of my guarantee. You know, I do business on a handshake. Mm. You can trust me, and I will give you your money back if it doesn't work.
So when you say risk reversal, mm-hmm. you mean literally giving people their money back.
Well, giving their money back or whatever else it is that they're scared of. You need to protect them from what they're scared of.
Right.
You see, the thing is, risk causes hesitation,
mm-hmm.
and hesitation kills sales. So what you've got to do is you've got to remove the risk to remove the hesitation. So the more risk-free you can make it for somebody, the more likely they are to do business with you. And that's why when you see a lot of direct mail, people say, you know, we'll send it to you. If you don't like what you get, we'll give you your money back. Because what mm-hmm. they're trying to do is they're trying to remove the risk. And
oftentimes they'll say, you know, if you buy this, we're going to give you a free gift. And if you don't like it, send it back and keep the free gift. That kind of
correct.
Thing.
Yeah. So what they're doing is it's
sweetening the pot.
Yeah, it's better than a money back guarantee. It's, you know, it's absolutely a win-win situation. You have nothing to lose. So risk reversal would be one of the ways that you can increase your conversion. Another thing that you can do is
can I throw out an idea there?
Sure.
This is something I used to do in my consulting business. Whenever someone would refer me. And that's the only way I got new business, because I was in the confidence business, and you don't go out knocking on doors, you don't go out, you know, you don't put an ad in the paper to become a confidential consultant. And so whenever I got referrals and someone would call me, you know, they would be sort of as you indicated. And I'm trying to give an example of something that's not a product, not something you can hold. Mm-hmm. And they would call me, and I could tell that this person had never worked with a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a little concerned about how to get started. And I said, and the cost. And I would say, okay, here's the deal. Here's the way I work. I'll come and see you, and we'll spend 30 to 45 minutes together.
Mm-hmm.
You'll tell me where the pain is. I'll give you some ideas, and when I leave, whatever I've said to you, you get for free. That's yours. No cost at all. That mm-hmm. time is on you. Is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've given you anything that you think might be interesting, then you can call me back, and we'll set up a relationship.
Yeah, that's a very good strategy. It's doing two things. One is it's reducing the risk, because there is no risk.
Right.
But the second thing is actually adopting another strategy that I encourage people to do, and that's what I call make the easy sale first.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to explain how to do that. 20 after, we'll be right back with Michael Hepworth. He's with the Revenue Growth. I'm sorry, he's with the Exchange. I'm sorry, the Results Exchange. I'll get it right in a minute. The Results Exchange. So I don't have to dream. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Hepworth, a partner in the Results Exchange. He's a revenue growth strategist, and he helps people to grow not only their business, but to grow it the right way, the way that makes sense, in a way that you can afford, and using all the options. And Michael, I'd like for you to tell us how we can find you online and a little bit more about your company.
Great. Thanks, Jim. I can be reached at streetsmartmarketer.com. And essentially, our business does two things. We run a rapid growth mentoring program for business owners. What we're doing there is actually working with business owners to help them grow more rapidly. And there's the private coaching. There are workshops where everybody learns. And there's a sort of an online mastermind forum kind of activity. And then the second thing that we do is a small amount of individual consulting on how to grow more rapidly, but that's a very limited part of our business. We limit that to about 3 or 4 customers at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really more to keep our hand in. I think marketing is something you've got to keep practicing, otherwise you lose it.
Absolutely, and that's the one area that small business, one of the two areas, the other being human resources, that mm-hmm. small businesses we just need a lot of help with. There's so much that we have to learn about marketing, and that's the reason why I'm glad, and I appreciate the fact that you join us on a regular basis, Michael, to help us with these things. Now, you were about to tell us about this other strategy.
Yeah, what I was talking about was making the easy sale first, which is another way of increasing conversion rates. Many people identify leads, but actually often never really get to demonstrate what it is that they can do. And I often hear from people, if I can only get in front of people, I can close them. But my challenge is getting in front of people. So we're talking about new client acquisition, which is probably not the direction that I wanted to go. But let's just talk about this, and then I'll go back to this notion of how to grow more rapidly. Making the easy sell first is that if what you have to sell is difficult to sell, then sell something that's easier to sell than what you sell. Well, what's easier to sell than what you sell? Usually something free. It can be an information product. It can be a free consultation. It can be a sample. Lots and lots of things that you can do. The thing is, you still got to sell it. Just because it's free, I don't necessarily want it. But it's a lot easier to sell something that's free because you reduce the risk for people, you reduce that hesitation, and you can give people something of value. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to offer seminars because that's one of the things I'm selling. So, for example, I have a seminar that I run called Achieve Maximum Profit in Minimum Time. It's a half-day seminar. And I invite people to attend that. It's probably worth, you know, $600 to, you know, if you were to buy it on the open market. But you can't buy it on the open market. You can only come by invitation. So there's a scarcity to it. People want to come to that. They come to it. They see what we do. And that gives me a great conversion rate. So there's a perfect example of making the easy sale first.
Look, can I stick a quick one in there?
Yeah, sure.
If you're, folks, if you have a kind of business that you can't really throw something out there like that, one of the things I was thinking about, Michael, as you were talking about that, making the easy sale first, is a lot of times people try, they call a prospect, they call somebody who's been referred or something like that, someone like that, and they try to get into what it is that they sell on the phone, which is a big mistake. And so, folks, in this case, making the easy sale first would be just close for the appointment.
Correct.
Don't close for. Don't try to convince them about why what you have to sell is so great. Whenever they'll be so happy that you came by. Just make it simple. Keep it simple. Close the easy thing first, which is just close for an appointment. All I want to do right now is talk to you about when I can come by and visit with you, and try to close that. And that's the easy thing to do first.
And talk about the benefit of meeting with you, not the benefits of your. What it is that you sell.
Right, right. Michael, I got 2 minutes. Give us a good growth strategy.
Well, I just wanted to talk about this notion of the singular focus again. I want to go back to that. The secret to rapid growth is that most people will do some lead acquisition, they'll get the odd referral, they'll do an upsell now and again. And so they cumulatively get a reasonable result. It's sort of like 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 10.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have systems, and every lead that comes in, you increase the conversion rate, and you have a system for doing that. Every customer that you get, you have an upsell or a cross-sell. Every customer that you get, you have a referral system, et cetera. And so instead of being 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, you end up by 2 times 2 times 2 times 2, so you get a result of, you know, 34 instead of 10. So you get about 3 times the result. And the key here is systems and processes and a plan for doing it. You can't do this on an ad hoc basis. And so that, I think, is one of the most important things, is everything needs to be systemized. Marketing is not an event. It's a process.
You know, one of the things that I think you need to do to accomplish what you're talking about is when you're talking to a prospect, someone who's been referred, don't presume that you know how this is going to turn out.
Good point.
See, because what happens is if you presume that you know how it's going to turn out, when that doesn't happen, when it's obvious that your idea isn't going to work, a lot of times we just write people off and let them go on their way. Instead of saying to yourself, you know, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm along for the ride. I'm going to take it as far as I can go. Then you'll keep asking questions. Then you'll keep being curious.
Yeah, which is, I think, takes you to a strategy that I call most trusted advisor.
Would you talk to us about that when we come back next time?
Yes, I'll do that.
Make a note of that, Michael, because I want you to, when you come back for our next visit, I've got to wrap it up right now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. I think that's a very important topic. Michael, give us your website one more time.
It's streetsmartmarketer.com.
Streetsmartmarketer.com. Thanks, okay. Michael, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Michael Hepworth, he'll be back. Gail Busk and I will be back. We'll be back after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. It's 29 after. Only
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.